Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagen with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is hormesis. This is the concept that things we would normally consider harmful or poisonous at high doses can be beneficial at low doses. This seems incredibly obvious for many everyday things, like how much salt you eat or how much water you drink. The extreme for the last one being drowning. In nutrition, however, the idea could explain how vitamins and other plant nutrients help us. This can even have an effect that kind of snowballs from one system or organism to another. For example, plants grown in a slightly more stressful condition may develop chemicals that protect it from being eaten, but that when used by humans medicinally can be helpful. The alkaloids are a group of plant chemicals that are easily toxic when taken in too large doses, but medicine in the right dose. Cinchona bark gives us quinine, the first widely used anti-malaria drug. Periwinkle gives us an anti-cancer drug. Poppy gives us morphine. Controversy surrounds hormesis as it relates to radiation, as some evidence suggests it does come into play with atomic radiation as a background for actual cancer prevention. Obviously, this could be dangerous until we know the doses that's useful here. Exercise can fit into this concept, as you're basically stressing your muscles when you do this, but making them stronger in the long run. The heart is a muscle, and with exercise, you're depriving it slightly of oxygen for a time. So in response to this, you make it easier for the body to get oxygen to the heart in the future, thereby preventing a heart attack, which is from lack of oxygen long enough to actually kill part of the heart tissue. You could figure out how much stress to put on your heart to strengthen it, jogging for half an hour or sprinting for 5 minutes. I haven't even mentioned homeopathy yet. That's for another time. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.